in your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
What is going on, everybody?
Yo, 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 yo.
We are back. I'm Gordy. This is Buddy.
What's going on?
We're, trying this out for a second time. We did this a few years back with our buddy Robbie and stuff, and we were childish and
immature.
I was pretty much being day drunk all the time, but, like, including you guys in, so that way, you know, you guys can share in our wickedness, I guess. Just to give you, like, a heads up, we aren't going to be playing rap music too much on here or at all.
So for those Post Malone fans.
Yeah.
Just for, keep being a fan, but you're not going to hear it. Not hearing me here.
We pretty much play what we want to play unless, like, you log into our chat, put up what you guys want to hear, or call in. The call-in number is 319-527-6060. If you want to call in, request something, or even give a shout-out to somebody during all this, you know, COVID nonsense, which is pretty crap. But we're glad that everything's being lifted. It's a beautiful day out here.
Yes, sir.
Huge, huge part of my happiness is the fact that we get to enjoy the sunshine and stuff. So, anyways, we're going to start you guys off with a song, trying to keep the momentum going here. So here's Saliva, Click Click Boom.
I was up in my room, I left the stereo play. It's all inside of me. It's all
Boom.
Boom.
Boom, boom.
So I wonder what everyone's, like, doing now that everything's, like, lifted. Well, almost everything. The first stage.
Yeah, well, a lot more traffic.
I just usually, like, go out my front door and then, like, go back in my house, so I don't really see all the traffic. I haven't really had to go anywhere.
It's more like nice traffic, where, you know, it's not like bumper-to-bumper traffic, but there's enough cars on there to make you think, okay, maybe I shouldn't go.
I was watching the news, like, throughout, like, COVID, like, periodically, because I don't really like all that depressing shit.
Yeah.
So I was watching the news, and then, you know, to hear there's car accidents, I'm like, really, is it that possible that everyone is to stay at home, and yet there's still
car accidents
out there? Like, way less traffic.
I was down in the city, Weston Road area, don't recommend it, just because of the traffic. And
not the people.
No. There was motorcycles revving their engines at a stoplight, and then we heard this, like, crash. I looked outside. A motorcyclist hit a pole, flipped twice from revving his engine, and it was slippery, so he twisted and hit a pole. I said, what are we doing?
Well, you know, some people got to show off, though, right?
Well, because the roads are that empty, you think it's okay.
Well,
you still can't crash.
I have no idea what's wrong with people. Oh, my God. You know what, like, bugs me? Because I got, like, young kids, right? So my kids use, like, my tablets and my phones.
Yeah.
And, you know, I let them watch their YouTube and whatever else they feel necessary on using.
Yeah.
And then when I go back to use my phone or my YouTube, do you know how much stuff I see now and ads that just pop up? It's just, like, constant ads and pop-ups and, oh, my God.
It's not just that. It's the addiction. It's the addiction to the phones, right? So, like, my oldest son is 7.
Yeah.
I had to specifically buy a phone specifically for games and apps because they would just take mine and my wife's phone and just use that. And then I get viruses and I get this. And it's like, there's some kid named Ryan that's all over YouTube. I can't stand Ryan.
The Ryan review?
Yeah. And I know my kids are listening right now. Daddy does not like Ryan. But, yeah, it's just – and then I looked at my smart TV. There's Ryan. And it's like, I can't get rid of him.
No, it's like every YouTube page that they watch, the moment you watch anything, it's up there now.
Yeah.
So then, like, you're going to your buddies and you're like, hey, man, check out this video of, like, whatever. And then you see Ryan's toy review or, you know, and or whatever. My kids watch the FTG family or whatever. So they're watching. So check out the, oh, why do you have FTG up there? Bro? It's like, well,
they have no idea why.
Because I watch it in my spare time, right? Like, and then, you know, you get jokes for days.
How about, like, going outside? Like by the green box or playing manhunt or.
I don't think kids go outside anymore.
Well, they do when your parents go outside for an hour.
Well, I know, but I'm just mean like back in our day.
No one wants to go outside.
Yeah. Like they're all stuck playing their PlayStations and.
Well, it's been tough with COVID, but.
Well,
try to tell young
everyone has a backyard or front yard or the front of a building or whatever. Like,
yeah.
My mom used to have to yell at me from the top floor to get me to come in. And, like, there was always, like, the threats, like, the ghetto threats.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you don't come up to the 7th floor right now because dinner's ready, I'm walking down the steps. Oh, so it's kind of funny.
My parents used to say, if those stoplights come, if those street lights come on, inside. If you're not inside, I have to call you.
Well, given the fact that, you know, we're going to be, like, another one, see?
Another ad.
Another ad. So, given the fact that we're going to be talking about summer and... you know, the warm weather that's outside right now and enjoying it. I'm going to play All Summer Long by Kid Rock. So here you go.
Thank you. change. Oh, how we thought those days would never end. Sometimes I hear that song, and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I'd like to see that girl again.
And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. We were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama.
You have to play that last part.
You have to play that last part.
That last part is like epic.
We used to play that song all the time when we were young.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Oh, Dead Air.
Nothing like Dead Air.
Like, Dead Air. Being live, you know. I was doing this. I want to say thank you to everybody listening.
All six of you. We really appreciate
all, it. All six or three or four.
I want to apologize to my son for that Ryan comment.
Apparently, he didn't like that.
Apparently, he didn't like it. My phone blew up. So, Brayden, I apologize.
Dad, what do you mean? We watch it all the time. It's always fun when the son texts you.
The seven-year-old.
The seven-year-old texts you. Dad, I'd like for you to take back that comment right now.
So great news, though. Parks apparently are opening up this weekend. They were this week up to this weekend, like dog parks and baseball parks and stuff like that.
But you still can't play baseball.
Right, which apparently they say organized sports. So I guess practices aren't really considered organized sports.
Well, that's good.
Right. So
I've been down for the practices.
Yeah.
At least get my kid out. Do some of them rules. What do you want to do, man?
Have they been doing any type of schooling?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Do you do that online? They send you the emails and whatever.
Before
but now school's out.
Oh, did they not send anything anymore?
I think they're still sending stuff, but they aren't prolonging school. So if it's June, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I know schools have been canceled. But I think they're still being graded. Like, they're still going to get a report card.
Because the Ford administration.
Ford administration?
The Ford administration. Says that he does not want to take chances with children. But yet he's opening up all these areas where children are going to be. So I really don't get the justification of it all. But, you know, who are we?
But that's why they're politicians.
That's why they're balditicians.
Balditicians.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, what do you want to do, man? It's been so long since we've done this.
Yeah, but normally we had themes before, and we.
Well, I mean, this is the first show.
Yeah, this is, you know.
So I mean, if we mess up, who cares?
It doesn't matter.
I mean, I don't care if this is like our 95th episode of what we're doing. I still wouldn't care if I messed up, but you know, to be a little bit more professional than most that do this. We got to get a sound bite for that.
We should wear suits that nobody can see.
That would be epic.
That would be epic.
Well, we dressed for the part today.
We did.
My tie is on. That I would never wear. Could never wear a tie. Ever. Ever.
I'm not really a tie person.
Neither am I. I like Chinese food.
I'll wear it on my wedding day. That'll be it. It'll be off as soon as it's over.
Yeah. It's a funny story. Is that anytime I go to a dressed event, I don't care what it is, my shirt will be tucked in.
Yep.
The moment, like, my cousin's, yeah. My cousin's wedding?
Yep.
the moment they said I do, it was like,
yeah, I was like, that button came undone.
I mean, there's a reason why we do radio or podcasts and don't video. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not like, I don't have a beach bod, you know, I got that dad bod.
Got dad bod.
Yeah, dad bod. So, you know, my shirt kind of sticks out when most shirts stay flat. So, I mean, if that just indicates anything. So, when they, like, I feel confined as a heavier individual if my shirt's tucked in. I don't like it.
I agree. Same with the tie. I'm trying to like do your top button up just to wear the tie is brutal.
I don't even do my top button up. Even if my shirt's tucked in, top button's undone.
Yeah, you just pull the tie up.
That's it.
High as you can go. I agree. Been
I
there.
Get a clip on.
Absolutely. Clip on ties.
Clip on ties. Anyway, I don't know what else. What should we play? Oh. Ooh,
if anybody has any requests, feel free to log on to the chat, log in through Facebook, and we'll consider playing it.
I mean, we'll consider it. No Lionel Richie. I heard that comment. No Lionel Richie is being played at this radio.
We voted.
And at this time.
maybe on theme week.
Yeah, theme week.
The same week we play Post Malone.
Exactly. Anyways, and get everyone jumping. Like I said, it's... you know, hot weather outside.
And we're in here entertaining you.
Well, I mean, we've got the air conditioning.
That's true.
Of the basement.
That's true.
Down the
in the basement.
In the basement. All right. Anyways, here's Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. What is good, everybody? I'm back. Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. Sunny day. I mean, if we weren't at home streaming this and we were outside, like in our cars, that probably would have been like an epic song.
That would have been.
Friggin' turn up the volume full blast, blow your speakers out of your shitbox.
Might have gone a little bit faster than we're supposed
whatever
to.
Whatever, we all drive. I mean, this doesn't pay my bills. So whatever shitbox I drive and everybody else drives, whoever's listening ain't driving a Ferrari.
No, you're probably driving a minivan at the moment. It's probably not yours.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, it's probably gray. You probably just filled it up with gas as well. Probably come from the bank. You know, just normal stuff like that.
Normal cars. That's funny. So anyways, with this COVID stuff, what are they doing about sports, man? Like, I know you keep tabs on pretty much all of that.
Well, that's all I can keep tabs on. Just, you know, I have the Score app, and normally I'm used to seeing, like, scores of games and, like, trades here, and all I'm getting is, oh, well, they might start professional sports back up. And apparently, I don't know if anybody knows, last weekend UFC had the first live event.
Yeah, I know. I follow that.
No audience.
I follow that.
And, you know, there's some controversy that the fighters could hear the commentators, and it kind of helped them through the fights, which, you know, someone lost a belt as well because of it. So, I mean, that's...
Well, that's actually very surprising. Like, I mean, I don't know who... I didn't
it's
really
Ferguson.
Look at... Yeah,
Tony
no,
Ferguson.
It's Ferguson.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I didn't watch the highlights of the fight.
Yeah.
I should have.
He was not himself. He was not Tony Ferguson.
Of course
he was,
not.
You know.
Have you ever, like, paid attention to anybody that watches a fight? Like, any, like, seasoned vet that watches a fight. Like,
yeah.
I mean, seasoned vet. The guy never misses a freaking pay-per-view.
Yeah.
The guy is always sitting there watching. The guy buys everything for their fighter.
Yeah.
All that shit. Not to mention proper 12 Conor McGregor whiskey. But I'm just saying, and every time their fighter loses, they come up with more excuses than the fighter.
Yep.
If you watch any fight, so you know some guy, well, man, he was holding his baseball in the right hand. He didn't hold his baseball in the left. I mean, every interview he had in his left, and he switched. And it's like the whole Conor McGregor comeback with Donald Cerrone.
Yeah.
Same thing. Oh, you know, Donald Cerrone wasn't himself. You know, he was just there for the money.
The most winningest fighter in UFC history. Cerrone. He has the most wins.
He had records and everything.
Yeah.
And Conor McGregor beat him with a shoulder.
He lost. That's it.
But everyone's downplaying it because of the whole thing. So I can see why they're downplaying the whole Ferguson thing.
Yeah, but the problem was just Ferguson that was that. Like, Ferguson, no one else said it. It was just Ferguson said, you know, wasn't myself. And then, of course, Dana White comes in and says, oh, no, that I did not see Tony Ferguson that night. But you know what? That's why you get paid to lose it or win. It's 50-50, man.
Yeah, well,
you could train for 6 months and it'll be over in 10 seconds.
You can have a Jack show up and you have like a pudgy bastard.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, the Jack show gets knocked out by the pudgy guy because it's just whatever. Fights are, I don't know, they're weird. But like I said, you always hear the fans always come up with more excuses than the fighters. Like, it's hilarious to me. But anyways, about like hockey, like what are we doing with hockey?
So I heard there's potentially a 24 team playoff that they're just going to go right into the playoffs when they come back. Now,
is Montreal in?
Is Montreal ever in?
Yeah, well, I just want to know because I might switch.
No.
Because I don't think Toronto's doing anything.
I mean,
I'm tired of being a Toronto fan.
No,
I really am.
I'll never get tired of being a Toronto fan.
I say that
fan.
Online in front of everybody.
But we're
I'm
more
so
up,
tired of being a
but
Toronto
we're more,
fan.
I think we're more a little down to earth now when it comes to what
down
we're expecting.
Earth.
What we're expecting from the Leafs. I expect to lose in the playoffs.
I expect to lose in any aspect of the game of hockey when you're a Toronto fan.
I expect to make the playoffs. I don't expect to win. Right?
I might jump ship.
You go jump ship. Be my guest.
I'm going to jump ship.
Be my guest.
I'm going to eat Franks and poutine.
Be my guest. Go jump on the Montreal
ship. Montreal smoked meat for you.
You can go down with Carey Price.
I heard he might be going to Colorado.
Oh, he's going to Colorado.
For sure.
It's going to be another Patrick Roy. You know,
so 24 teams, the elimination playoff, kind of like football.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's going to be a single elimination.
So one game, you lose, you're out.
That's it. I mean, unless they're doing a – they can't do it. You can't even do a round robin. There's not enough time. Like, I don't know what his schedule.
No, you just do one win, one loss. That's right. It. You lose, you're out.
No.
But I'm thinking, if they do that, will they keep that format? Because that's pretty epic. I would love it. I love the NFL football format.
Well, and that's what they ran off of, right? That's what they're going off of, because it works in the NFL.
Well, it speeds it up.
Right. And so, it's more intense. You're not worrying, okay, can this team go 7 games, right? Okay, they're good for 3 games, but what are they going to do after that? Someone gets injured, your series is over almost.
Yep.
Right? In football, at least it's the one game, right?
Well, they always say the Stanley Cup is the hardest trophy to win too, right? So,
well, was it 3 months? Right? You're playing for 3
yeah,
months.
But then it turns back to basketball.
Basketball.
Remember that, like, playoff set? I don't know, in that one scene, they have, like, this back, and he's, like, doing his laundry. He's like, okay, so anyway, San Francisco has to play Denver, and then if in the round robin of 17, and if the Denver team comes out,
and nothing to do with that,
too. Nothing to do with
that. We're just
going to
play them.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, that format is so long. And I think if they even do that, and they set up like a 12-team playoff round.
Yeah, well, it's 12 on each side, right? So
no, I know, but I'm just saying, like, never mind that. Like, even if they do 8 a side. So the round of 16, like March Madness, you lose, you're gone.
Yeah.
You win, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do like that. Like, that would be so much. Like, I think I would be more happier to watch hockey because it'd be more intense, like you said.
Then you wouldn't get teams trying to tank, right? Because you know that all you got to do is make it there and potentially win 4 more games.
That's it.
Instead of, okay, if we get there, are we going to win the next potentially 28 game? Because that's what it takes if you go 7 games every time. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
And it gets boring.
I know it's like backdated, but like NHL 19 has like every NHL has their soundtrack that they play, and they usually grab a couple of bands or whatever. But this band is like a young band, but they sound so much like Led Zeppelin that it's like uncanny. And even the lead singer from Led Zeppelin said, Robert Plant said that, you know, I think he got his style from somebody else.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So it's kind of cool to see. But these guys, not this song, but another song was on NHL 19. They're young, they're in their 20s, and I'll let you guys listen to them. Greta Van Fleet, Curtain Falls. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you all enjoyed that song. Greta Van Fleet, When Curtain Falls.
I enjoyed it.
I like them. You know, when they first started out, they were like 16 and whatever. But anyways, we were talking off air about the border not being open in order for sports teams to continue this playoff,
right,
and wherever players live and how they travel about.
Right.
So if they all decide to come to Toronto, like they were saying,
mm-hmm,
on Fan 590, sports radio, that's stupid. So when you sit there and you listen to them, they're like, oh, well, you know, Toronto might be the Mecca and everyone's going to come here, like all 32 teams. Well, if that happens, is the border going to allow it,
yeah,
for essential travel?
Right. I mean, because they do deem that it does say for it's closed for all non-essential travel. Are they going to deem
the government also said 2 years ago weed was illegal.
Right. And here we are.
I'm just saying, right? Like, so it's whatever the government says. I think that if the NHL and the commission board and the players association, everyone agrees, they're obviously going to allow it to be an essential service.
I would, for the economy, I would.
Well, essential travel, sorry, not essential service.
But you bring them, you're bringing, you know, potentially a whole, you know, the majority of the players to one area for the economy. That's great. As long as we have.
Not really, because you still have social distancing and not gathering
them
10 people.
So then that's the problem, right? What's going to be open when they're here? Are there going to be enough, you know, can they all be put in hotels? What are the hotel restrictions?
Right? That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, how do you do it? It's too early. How can you even report something like
I would
that?
Say, like, you just watch the season. We do it with strikes. We do it with strikes and all that stuff. Let the St. Louis Blues have the Stanley Cup for one more year.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked for the Raptors.
There was a report that
Raptors are 2 years' chance, by the way.
Yeah. In the six. Matt Duchene, who used to play for your beloved Montreal Canadiens.
He didn't play for them.
Yeah, he did. I thought he played for Ottawa. No.
He played for Ottawa.
He did play for Ottawa.
He played for Ottawa and Colorado, not Montreal.
Colorado. That's probably the reason he didn't play for Montreal.
Wow.
Anyways, he plays for Nashville now, and he said no one wants the COVID Cup. Pretty much. He said if it's not going to be the standard format, he doesn't want it. Because it's almost like a lockout season. Do you really count that?
No, I wouldn't, because teams are still fighting for...
Right.
For a thing. However, like I said previously, if they did the 2014 format, whoever was close,
right,
like you put your 12 teams in there, everyone gets a shot, one game apiece. If you're out, you're out. I think that is perfect, and that's how it should be throughout hockey.
And even,
like, even going past COVID and all this garbage,
yeah,
anyway.
I just don't like when guys are like, okay, well, you know, it's not really, it doesn't really count. Well, you know what? If everyone's got to play by the same rules, then it does count.
I'm just excited that they're going to be opening up campsites June 2nd or June,
yeah,
1st. I need to go camping.
I got to take my kids camping.
So we need to go camp. I need to get away. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, when you've been somewhere for too long, you just have to go somewhere else. That's,
yeah,
where I need to do. And since, you know, essential travel, you can't travel, can't go anywhere. So why not just travel within Ontario? You can see a lot anyway.
I mean, Trudeau did it.
Yeah. No, it was Ford.
No, Trudeau.
Ford started the whole thing.
Trudeau,
my
went
daughter's
out on
came
Easter.
And saw me.
Trudeau went out, was caught out camping on Easter with his family.
Oh, in the
after
cottage.
After the lockdown.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not a politician. I don't really care what he does.
And then Ford was going on saying no gathering, yet his daughters are coming over to visit.
I think it's... What happened with his brother? Don't do drugs. Oh, okay.
Crack.
Rest in
it
peace.
Crack.
Rest,
yeah,
in peace, Rob Ford.
Yeah, it was crack. I don't know. It's just funny.
I don't
funny
know.
how the government dictates pretty
do
much.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Pretty much, right? Anyways, I'm going to play another song for you. We've only got a few minutes left of our radio show. Hope you guys are enjoying it. But here's the Foo Fighters, Best of You.
Confession to make. I'm your fool. Everyone got the chain to break. Calling you. Will you bother me? Yes, don't be.
welcome back, everybody. That was Foo Fighters, Best of You. I mean, the chat is lighting up with certain comments here. Finally, some decent music. I mean, in your perspective, maybe.
And you guys defined it decent music.
Well, I mean, music that somebody likes doesn't mean that, you know, we cater.
You can't appreciate other music.
You can appreciate other music, like Lionel Richie.
And to be fair, that the specific someone who posted this specific comment also told us that it's the quietest hour she's ever had and thanked us. So it's almost like a backhanded compliment, really.
Well, I like backhanded compliments.
That's true.
Anyway,
you just like backhands in general.
Well, backhands. I mean, it lets you know where you stand.
Yeah. Love those.
I noticed that we got probably about 15 minutes left of on-air time, which means, you know, because it's the internet and they have to, you know, give us our speech afterwards. So probably less than that. So what we're going to do is pretty much close out the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank my wife.
My wife.
His wife. Our kids. Everybody that's you know, out and about. Anybody that just picks us up. We hope that you guys tune in for more. What we're going to do is probably lead you out with a better song in my eyes than the Foo Fighters. I mean, I love David Grohl, though. I used to listen to him all the time when I was younger, too. And Nirvana, he's, like, half the reason why I wanted to learn drums.
You heard that story about when he broke his leg? That doctor broke his leg. Doctor got up in the middle of the night just to come and he wanted that specific doctor. Doctor showed up at his concert and pulled the doctor on stage to sing with him. It was pretty epic. That's the type of guy David Grohl is.
Well, I know when David Grohl broke his leg, he also had the broken leg chair. Yeah. And any rocker that broke his leg, he would lend the chair out to, and he was still doing shows. It's pretty awesome that that happened. So anyways, what we're going to do is lead you off with like another song. This is Five Finger Death Punch, Champagne. Here you go.
Oh!
All right, welcome back. All right, we only got short time, so we're just gonna short it up and let you guys know what's going on. So we plan on doing shows. I think our next show we're discussing offline tomorrow.
Either tomorrow. We're gonna try latest every other day, but we're gonna try for every day.
We're gonna try for every day, probably around noontime.
Depend on the wives.
Well, it does depend on the wives and to-do lists. I mean, I just had to put a desk together before we put this on, so.
Yeah, I was supposed to cut my grass today.
And then I got to drive other people around for it, so. Yeah.
You know, those people are probably driving other people's vans.
Yeah, those people are vans. Just keep putting it out there.
Yeah.
every day we're going to plan on doing a show. If we do not, just stay tuned to our Facebook page. Buddy was decent enough to hook it up, so you can check that out. If not, there will be links.
Posting all the links on my page, the Ignite Radio page as well.
We aren't there yet.
What?
We're iRadio.
Yeah, damn.
iHeartRadio? We aren't there yet. Yeah. No endorsements.
My bad.
Anyway, so that's what's going on. I guess we might have time for one more song. We got time, I think.
Yeah.
We got time.
Yeah.
Anyways, let you guys know after that, this is probably our last song. So thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys after.
Peace.
Peace out.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. This is my last resort. Cut my life into pieces. I reach my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. Play off, some living in sin. Gambles,
our face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.